What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast to help you ignite your action and help you reach your goals and far more than just health and wellness. Today, we'll be diving into the truth of motivation, how to keep moving forward towards your goals. As always, we are your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Ism Hadahat. Join us on this conversation and let's see where it takes us. Yo, yo, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How was your Easter weekend?
It was good. I ate a lot and we saw some family. So it was like the perfect combination of everything. And it's actually, the weather was nice. I think last year it rained, so it was different for us.
Gotcha. What do you guys do for Easter as far as like food?
Dude, it changes. So like, cause my family are like kind of non-traditional, so we don't really do much. So this year we spent it at Monica's family's. So, you know, we had a full spread of different things like potatoes. They cut a ham, green bean casserole, some cake, you know, all that good comfort food. And then we went for a walk.
Nice. Nice.
How about you guys? Are you guys up to anything this year?
Yeah, we did I don't even know what it's called, like a friend's Easter. It's not nice. As catchy as Friendsgiving.
I know, but, right?
Yeah, no, honestly, one of my coworkers mentioned this and it never made more sense, but the food for Easter is essentially just Thanksgiving, but with ham instead of turkey.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't actually think about that either.
Pretty much all the same stuff. You lose turkey and then, and I guess some people do ham for Thanksgiving too. I don't know. But, and then like stuffing, unless you do stovetop.
Didn't think about that. All right. Yeah, well,
as soon as
something.
He said it, it clicked in my head and I was like, that makes too much sense.
I mean, I guess I was going to say, you know, Easter, we are thankful around that time too. So I was going to say the two themes are kind of similar, but not at the same time.
Yeah, it works. Yeah,
right. Enough.
Enough. Yeah. So I'm curious, what motivated you to go on that walk after you ate?
Yeah, it was food coma. Immediately food coma. Yeah.
See, I don't get it as hard on Easter just because I think it's the turkey that does it. Because
well, for us, it was the
fan or whatever it is, but
yeah all that.
I don't eat that much on Easter. I don't know.
We had a pie that just like pushed everything off the edge.
What kind?
Blueberry cheesecake. Sorry, Colleen, if I got that wrong.
Pie?
Yeah. Or it's delicious. Yeah. Well, there was, I want to say there was a pie crust, but it was like a cheesecake. I don't know. I'm so bad at explaining these things.
It just sounds good. So that's the moral of it.
Yeah, and I love blueberries.
I love blueberry pie. I also love cheesecake. So put it together, that's a pretty good mix.
Yeah, anything that has that combo.
Nice, nice, good stuff. Well, I guess transitioning into today's topic. So motivation. We're back again on the topic of motivation. Do you want to give the listeners a little bit of what motivated us to circle back on this?
Yeah, I think it was our most streamed episode of last year, or one of them. So we were really excited about that. And we definitely, through a conversation and then right before this, we were thinking, hey, motivation never really just goes away. It's always going to change depending on, you know, the time of that we are in our life, the chapter we are in our life. So we're always searching for some type of motivation to keep moving forward towards our goals. And our goals are never ending. They change again through any chapter and every chapter of our lives. So it was perfect time to kind of revisit this. You know, we have different things we're pursuing in our lives. I'm sure anybody out there listening are pursuing different goals, whether health and wellness, which are, you know, the topics we really love to cover, or just lifestyle in general. You're pursuing something and most of the time it's hard to keep going. And do you rely on your motivation? What's the truth behind that? And that made us think and say, hey, let's get after this one today.
Yeah, for sure. So I think, you know, on that note, it's when I think about it, it's really interesting because it doesn't go away in the sense of like it comes in waves, but it does go away for periods of time. And we were talking about a little bit before, but how I've been really looking at it lately, whether it's work related, workout related, like whatever it is, if I get motivation from any source, I'm just willing to take it because of that point of that it comes in waves. So most likely the motivation itself is going to be short-lived when you get that like burst. And from there, it's about what you do, what habits you've created to continue to build off that and thrive off that. But understanding that like motivation can be short-lived, whether I get it from a, we talked about positive and negative sources last time we discussed this. At this point in time and where I'm at in, you know, April of 2024, I don't care where it comes from. If it's me wanting to prove someone wrong, great. That's what's going to get me through today and push me to do better today and this week. And I just keep kind of living off that. And if it's something that I want to prove the people that believe in me right, that's cool too. But it's really just like whatever comes up, I'm willing to take at this point.
Well, it takes the pressure off of, hey, I don't feel motivated today. What do I do? And it, there's different forms of motivation. You know, last time one of the things we really emphasized was, hey, just focus in on your discipline. And you just kind of spoke about it right now, but you talked about habits more specifically. We really think that your habits, your discipline are what helps you essentially stay motivated, because all staying motivated is, the truth behind that is just continuing to find a way to move forward. And if you formed good habits and within your habits, you consistently show up with them, then your motivation essentially is what you have formed already to keep you going and get started there. So I definitely think that's what will, that could be a truth behind that motivation there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, looking at it through that lens, like it lets you sustain it for longer because you're not, you know, just desperately clinging on to whatever that thing was that like triggered the spark. It's, you're able to, if you have systems in place and habits in place that you're using, like that can benefit you longer than if it's just, okay, I'm really motivated today because, you know, I woke up on the right side of the bed and I just feel good. Well, if you eat a big lunch and now you don't feel as good, if you have no system, no processes, no habits that you do typically after lunch to make sure you get back in your working flow, that motivation that you had, you know, just 3-4 hours ago is gone. And there's no way to like dip back into that too. So I think when we talk about like the habits, the systems that we build and why we do it, that's the key thing, because it's able to let us benefit from that good feeling, that motivated feeling for longer, as opposed to just, you know, one thing comes that kills motivation and now you can't benefit from it anymore. You can't keep pushing forward towards your goal or whatever your daily tasks are for today.
What was the thing we spoke about before? I don't know if it was in one of the episodes, just through conversation, you fall to the levels of your systems. Is that how the saying goes, right?
Yep, you fall to the level. It's a quote, I think, from Atomic Habits.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm trying to think what it
is. Oh, I should have known that just because it's like, I love that book.
It is something in that line of like, you fall to the level of your systems. You don't rise to the occasion or something like that. You fall to the level of your systems. So it kind of goes into the theme of, you know, if you're not prepared for an opportunity, you might miss your chance in a way, because, you know, you can't just, oh, this great massive opportunity to start a business has popped up. Well, if you've been, you know, screwing off, not bettering yourself, not learning what it takes to be a business owner, not getting the right skills, you might miss out on that opportunity. And those people would be like, eh, this person's not serious. Let me go find a different business partner.
Yep.
Right. As opposed to if you've gone through and you've prepared yourself, you've put those things in place to make sure that you're continuously upskilling yourself on a daily basis. Maybe you have a block where you just educate yourself on stuff and continue to refine your skills. Now you're ready to meet the bell. So it's like falling to the level of your systems in that sense. That's just one example. But it could also be like any number of other things, like the health and wellness side, or even, you know, I think of it in sales terms. If you have no systems, your calendar will eat you alive because you'll just be reacting to every notification that goes off on like internal communications, as well as like every email that comes into your inbox. You'll just be reactionary all day and you can't be productive. You can't be a top performer in sales if you're just reacting to every tiny little thing. You have to be able to prioritize your tasks.
Yeah, I was going to say that's you know, our reactive mode is essentially just uncontrolled chaos sometimes. Because if you don't know where you're heading, again, if we're talking about the theme of systems, again, it's still tying into motivation. How do you keep going? How do you keep moving? If those things aren't in place as far as systems and your structure and how you keep moving forward, one, you won't have a sense of moving forward. And then when things happen to you, it's just straight reaction mode or reactive mode. And then your reactions aren't going to be something that it's pleasant to be around. And that may affect the team you're around. That may affect your relationships, whether loved ones or friends or partners, whatever it may be. So I definitely think that, you know, that ties in with motivation too, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's when you do get into that reactionary mode and like almost putting off what you know you should be doing, it's a motivation killer. Like, I speak in terms of sales just because it's what I'm in every day. And when I think of if I'm really motivated to prospect and cold call right now, if I let 3, 4, 5 slacks pull me in different directions and now it's 2.5 hours later, I might, depending on what those tasks were, what I had to do for that amount of time, whether it's like support stuff, whatever, you name it, lower priority stuff that could have waited, and I had an hour cold calling block, now I missed that time and I might feel more mentally drained to get right back into cold calling, when what I should have done is I had myself set up, ready to go. I was already making calls, put myself on do not disturb, rip out a bunch of calls, carry that motivation through that task, and then go on to answer those things that are like lesser priority. If there's high priority stuff, then yes, like go take care of it. But that's the way I think of it, because for me, the number one thing is building pipeline, closing deals. So that's where, like, that's my high priority item. That's what my job entails. So for you and your, you know, job or business or goals, like, you need to figure out what is the highest priority stuff for you. And if lower priority stuff is killing your motivation to take action on those things, put them to the side until you're done.
Do you feel like prioritizing yes and no has helped you in your favor then? Like, hey, this is an opportunity to say yes, and this is an opportunity to say no.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not great at it. I'd say it's still like a curve that I'm getting used to, because in working in startups, you get pulled in a lot of directions to help do a lot of different things. So when I look at it from that perspective, like, I do get pulled in a lot of different directions, but it's all for the greater benefit of growing the business, supporting the business. So that's what I want to be doing. That's why I tend to work in smaller startups. Not that we're even that small. We have like 50 people or so, but it's more to the point of I like to be doing multiple different things because that's what excites me and that's what's enjoyable to me, versus just like working in a large organization with just sales tasks. So there is prioritization. Knowing when to say no, or like, I'll get back to you as soon as I can, is, I would say, an outright necessity. Or it's just you're going to drown and you're going to kill all the motivation that you do build up. And even it goes back to the system and the habits. If you don't have any, you're going to drown quick.
You know, I didn't want to forget some things that popped into mind. So just firing away notes and essentially talking about, you know, as we lose power to say no, then we get lost in not moving forward because we get sidetracked. And then when we get sidetracked, it's so easy to lose motivation, because when you try to get back into whatever you're doing before, just the overall goal, it's gone. You've burnt off some energy, don't have the focus for it. And then, are you mentally clear? Are you mentally alert? And can you even be efficient at this point? I definitely think that's what I like your share, because that made me think of all of that. And I hope that others can essentially kind of use that and see that within different areas of their life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think another example is like health and wellness. I've started working out in the morning because I used to work out and do like a run at lunchtime. And that's just not something that with my job now, I feel like I'm able to do. I'd rather take that time to decompress, eat and relax, not go for a run. So it was that small shift of, if I want to make sure I get my workout in today, I need to do it before my day starts. Or because I hate working out at night. I used to love it. It's really weird. When we used to do it, I used to love working out at night. And now it just keeps me up. So I was like, if I'm going to do it, I need to do it just first thing, get it out of the way. And then I like it because I feel like it does start that the habit stacking process of I already accomplished something today. So that's instant motivation when I'm going into my first task from there, whether it's podcast related or work related, depending on what time it is. Sometimes when I wake up early, I actually have some extra time before I start work, but not always.
Yeah. Well, then let me ask you this then. So if we were, and I'll definitely answer it too, if we were to kind of answer our opening statement, okay, the truth of motivation, how do we keep moving forward? What would be like your 1 to 2 line that you would say for that, or anything that immediately comes to line or comes to mind there?
Yeah. So have systems and habits in place that carry nice. You, whether you have motivation or not. That's the real key to it. That's like the engine. And then when you do get motivation from some source, no matter what it is, take it and fuel the engine with it. I don't care what the source is. If it gets you fired up and makes you want to do something, use it.
That oh, I'm going to double like, that.
Short, concise thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll double that. I'm definitely, like I said, I'm definitely going to double that. But I also think that it's take the pressure off yourself of if you do lose motivation, okay, it's done. I need to completely stop. It's like, okay, well, why did you start that goal in the first place? Do you have some habits already put in place that kind of got you there and got you started? Because then from there, you have to kind of reignite and get started there again. And then you're moving forward.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. And I think that will do it for today's episode of Action Ignited. So trust me when I say our motivation did not fade. This is just the real end of the episode today. But if you're hoping for a little more, don't forget to tune in next time. We post every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now. You can also supplement that with our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. We have content going out there all the time where you can DM us with your questions, any topics that you would like to hear us cover. And also, we have an email in the description that you can hit up at any time. But as you're continuing on this journey, just remember to take motivation as it comes, build your systems, build your discipline, because that's going to be the true crutch that you can lean on when motivation does fade. And until next time, stay motivated and stay ignited.